This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. A new permanent exhibit in Greensboro honors women who made a difference in the city. The Ruth Wicker Tribute to Women opened earlier this year and shares the stories of 31 women from the 18th century to the present. 10 of those women were firsts in their field, including first African-American woman to practice law in North Carolina and the first woman to get in this state to get a pilot's license. Shauna Tillery is Planning and Project Development Division Manager at the Greensboro Parks and Recreation Department, and she helped create the exhibit. Shauna, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Virginia Summey is with us. She's a history lecturer at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, and she helped select those honored in the tribute. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk to one of those honorees in a minute, but Shauna, first tell me a little bit about Ruth Wicker. Who's Ruth Wicker?
So Ruth Wicker was a Greensboro resident. She was very involved in the community, lived off of Hobbs Road near Bicentennial Gardens. Her husband was a local architect who helped design the War Memorial Coliseum, along with Friendly Shopping Center. She was very involved in her church, Christ United Methodist Church, here in Greensboro. She started a endowment fund to kind of sponsor a history component for her husband after he had passed away at the Greensboro History Museum. She also started a nursing program and scholarship program for her sister at UNCG. So she was also always a community advocate.
She sounds like a fitting namesake for this project. Tell us more about the project itself.
So Ruth donated as part of her trust when she passed away in 2008, $900,000 to the city to construct a building in a public park that was specifically for women that had contributed to Greensboro. It was to be designed on some plans that her husband had done before he passed away. The city went ahead and contributed an additional $2 million to also create an event center in the space. So we expanded the footprint for the building and created this first ever exhibit specifically for women.
So Virginia, how did you get involved in this project?
I got involved when Shauna contacted me. I wrote my dissertation about Elrita Melton Alexander, who was a woman here in Greensboro. And so I had been doing research into women in Greensboro, and Shauna caught wind of it and was able to recruit me to be on the selection committee.
Well, tell us more about the subject of your research.
Elrita Melton Alexander, she was an attorney here in Greensboro. She was the first black woman to graduate from Columbia Law School, the first in North Carolina to practice law, and the first in the country to become an elected district court judge. And she, the arc of her career was during the civil rights movement. She was an elected district court judge in 1968, the same year Henry Fry became the first man, black man, to be elected to the North Carolina General Assembly since Reconstruction.
Sounds like she might not have had an easy road.
She did not, no. Mm-hmm. No, she was blessed with other things, obviously intelligence. Her mother was a teacher and her father was the minister of United Institutional Baptist Church on East Market Street. She graduated from A&T, so she had a firm educational foundation that enabled her to have this successful career in Greensboro.
Shauna, tell us more about how you find the candidates and the honorees for this project and the people who are going to be included in it.
So it was an interesting process. I had never designed a museum. I am a planner by trade, so this was completely new to me. So we went through an RFQ process and selected a firm out of Charlotte to help guide us through that process. We went through a public engagement process in last year to kind of select from the community. We wanted the community to really select those honorees. And so we got over 330 submissions from the community. They kind of had to package all those and start to create kind of a process for how we would select these honorees. And so what they came up with and the steering committee agreed on was to kind of place these women within different characteristics. And within those different characteristics, there was a voting process. We went through multiple hours, multiple days of selecting this process and selecting the women that would be kind of this initial class of the honorees in the exhibit.
It had to be an amazing process because you're probably learning about all these people who did all these things that we had never heard about, and maybe some that we had. So let's bring in one of the people who is honored in the Ruth Wicker Tribute to Women. A. Jean Jackson is the first female and first African-American athletics director for the city of Greensboro. Jean Jackson, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
How'd you get that job?
Well, it wasn't easy. I was one of few candidates, and at the time, in 1995, we had had a situation in Parks and Recreation where a young lady wanted to be on an all-star team for baseball, and the powers that be said, no, she can't be on an all-star team. So her parents did not like that situation and decided to take it further. And after all of that, I think everybody decided we need a big change in athletics and the parks and recreation. And I guess I was the, quote, big change.
Well, I wonder, did did everybody decide that, or did you have to bring some people along, even in that moment?
I'm sorry.
Well, you said everybody decided it was time for a change, but I've noticed in social change, not everybody decides.
Right. I think it was a good time for everybody at the time,
yeah.
And I was ready. I had gone through a career where I started as a center director and went all the way through to a park manager, and then the athletics director. So I was ready. I was, at that point in my career.
And what is that job? What do you do as athletic director for a city of Greensboro? What does that mean?
It entails everything that has to do with sports for youth and adults. For instance, baseball for youth, soccer for youth, football. We, at the time, managed the swimming pools. It was everything that had to do with sports and athletics, and my staff and I took that on, hiring officials, everything that had to do with the logistics of making sure that folks had a good experience.
What are some of the changes that you helped bring about?
Well, my biggest change, and some folks may know me for this, is there was a PAYS program, P-A-Y-S program, that we established in Greensboro. At the time I took the job, we had a lot of people who were what we considered not behaving well in their athletics programs when they would go see their kids play.
You're talking about the parents.
The parents.
Yeah.
And PAYS actually stood for Parents Association for Youth Sports. So we had to come up with a solution that was really getting out of hand. And so we did some research and established a PAYS program where it was a national program. We brought it in. Parents had to sign a code of ethics to say that they would behave positively when their children played in sports in our programs. They had to look at a video, show evidence that they had seen the video, and then sign a code of ethics. And I think it may be still going on now. I've been retired for some years, but it was really helpful at the time.
Now, was there any enforcement?
The enforcement was that they got a PAYS card. So when they came to sign their kids up for, say, a baseball team or whatever, they would come into the office and they would show a PAYS card that showed that they had gone through all of the process and they were okay. They were going to behave. And it not only helped them to behave better about their kids, but to cheer on the other kids who might be playing the opposing
team.
Well,
now it sounds like you've gone too far. That's an incredible accomplishment all by itself. What about opening minds to the abilities of women? I'm guessing that was at the root of this problem of not allowing a girl on the all-star team. How did things, or did they change under your leadership?
Yeah, and I came in, and athletics, as most of you probably know, was considered a man's world, and it was the good old guys. And since we did everything from hiring refs to deciding who got fields when and who got space when, it was what I wanted to accomplish was to make sure that everything was equal across the board. So I tried to make sure that not only women, but women too, would have space, officials, and the same types of activities that everybody else did.
So what's it like to be part of this exhibit and to know that the city of Greensboro is paying attention to the accomplishments of women?
Well, I can't tell you how flabbergasted I was when I was selected, especially among other folks like, you know, the mayor, Carolyn Allen, former mayor, Yvonne Johnson, Sandra Hughes, who was formerly with Channel 2. To hear my name among those women was just blew my mind. So it was it's really a wonderful honor. When they first had someone call me and say, we're considering you, can you get some things together that tell us a little bit about your career? I said, okay. And then I had to go meet before a couple of people who were on a committee. And as I was gathering things, I had to go up into the attic and everything. And as I was gathering things, and I was looking at them sitting there, and I said to myself, I said, you have done some things. So I thought that, yeah, I was real proud of being able to take those before the committee and show them what I had done. And of course, at the time, I did not know whether I would be selected, but apparently I had done some things.
Well, and you're not alone, and I guess the whole point of this project is to show us all that women had done some things that if we had not been paying attention at the time, we should look. What do you think it's important to have a project like this, and if so, why?
I think it's very important. I went through a career in Parks and Rec and tried to do the utmost, the best that I could in that career. And not with the not looking at the fact that I could be looked at all in the future after I had done it, but to see that it was so important that, you know, the little people who might not be looked at, you know, would be, and that those things that they had done to make this city a better city was important to somebody. And I'm very honored to be among that group of people.
And Jean Jackson is among the contemporary women who are still with us in that project. There are others who are not. Virginia Summey, a lecturer in history at UNC Greensboro. Can you tell us about Willa Player?
Yes, Willa Player was the president at Bennett College. She came in the 1950s. And when nobody else in Greensboro wanted Dr. Martin Luther King to come speak, she offered him a space to come speak at Bennett College in 1958. Also in 1959, she allowed Bennett to host the NAACP meetings that planned the sit-ins that eventually took place on February 1st, 1960. So she was a really important woman in the civil rights movement here in Greensboro.
Well, and that story would also remind us that the planning for that first sit-in did happen at Bennett College, and the boys got a little anxious, the young men. I say that because boys and girls, what I'm doing here is making that comparison. When the young men at A&T jumped the gun, that's still a slight source of controversy, a little bit, but this is the point: is that this highlights this kind of forgotten history that we should pay more attention to. But then, Shauna, the question is: Shauna Tillery at Parks and Rec, how do you make these choices? What is the committee looking for?
So we really tried to keep it very simple, and it had to be a contribution that was specific to Greensboro. They didn't necessarily kind of have to be from Greensboro, but their direct contribution had to be for Greensboro. So we really wanted, the committee had decided it to be a place of inspiration. So really the women that were chosen were ones that were inspirational, and that, you know, younger girls, school groups, the community would come and see the women selected in this space and really get inspired by what they had done, understanding that some were living, some were not living, but also having an element of a get involved. So also at the exhibit, we have a space there and a wall where information about other organizations to be involved in the community is listed, and people can get information about those.
And so you're still, and the exhibit is up now. We can see all of this. Will there be any other celebrations or any other ways of marking this event and the celebration itself?
Right, so we had the initial grand opening at the end of January, and we had over 350 people come to that. We'll continue to kind of market the facility from both the museum side and the event side. It's open, the exhibit is Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 2, and then on Monday evening, so people can come by and see it, it's free. As we kind of move forward, this new thing for Parks and Recreation, museums, we'll start to kind of address how we want to update the exhibit going forward, but we really want to keep it special for those initial honorees. It's a special thing to have this women-focused exhibit in our community.
I want to thank all of you for being on the program. Shauna Tillery is Planning and Project Development Division Manager at the Greensboro Parks and Recreation Department. Virginia Summey is a history lecturer at UNC Greensboro. And Jean Jackson is the woman who's one of the women who's being honored at the Ruth Wicker Tribute to Women. Thank you all for being on our program. The Ruth Wicker Tribute to Women is on view at Barbara Park Event Center in Greensboro. You can find out more about the show at our website, stateofthings.org, a program that's produced by Anita Rao, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director, Jenny Lawson, and Al Wadarski engineering the show today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of triad-based singer and songwriter Casey Noel with Kevin Dollar.
There's a storm blowing in my mind, and it comes around from time to time, and I feel so weak, I have no peace. When the sun goes growth comes through the heart.